Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code?
39168.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Michelle. Let me just ask you a question. This is something you registered that I registered for, and it claimed. Where would this package be coming from?
Well, I have to find the order first, ma'am. I have a limited role here. I have to find your order first, and then I can move forward with you. Have you placed an order for something?
No, it said I want a KitchenAid, but it's too good to be true. It said all I have to do is pay $2.95 shipping and handling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's, like I said, that sounds too good to be true. You know what I mean?
Well, so you didn't place the order yet. There's nothing I can check here because nothing's here in your name yet. So whatever you're looking at, you'd have to read your ad and see if there's something that you want to participate in because I can't see your ad. I can't see a lot of the ads. I can only see the order after it's placed.
Okay, okay. So you couldn't tell whether to... Okay, where are you located?
Well, I'm in a call center. This is a call center for the company that you're probably looking at ordering something from.
Oh, it don't. That's what I'm saying.
It didn't tell you what company is sponsoring the ad?
Let me see. It said Walmart, but now that.
Okay. Well, like I said, this call center, we can look up your order and tell you what your order. We can confirm your order. We can track your order. But we don't help with ordering because we can't take your card number over the phone.
Right. Okay. That's fine.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Like I said, it sounds too good to be true. So anything sounds too good, it is. So thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Okay.